Nolte, former employees say woke Netflix is super racist and homophobic. By John Nolte on May 26, 2022. Several former employees who whine like nine-year-old girls to the far-left Daily Beast now claim that woke Netflix is not so woke. Have you seen that pile of shit Netflix calls content? I beg to differ. Anyway, the fascist Daily Beast launches this epic piece of entitled crybabying on a foundation that smears comedians Ricky Gervais and Dave Chappelle as transphobic, which is what fascists do to protect the powerful. They 1. Ignore the fact that the alphabet people are by far the most powerful in politics and culture because that way they can 2. Try to silence those questioning and mocking the powerful by smearing them as bigots. Never forget that if you want to know who holds all the power, it is those you are not allowed to laugh at. By the way, I'm not transphobic. Well, guys in dresses creep me out. But I've found that women who think they're men are kind of cool. They want to be guys, so they're laid back. It's the men under the delusion they're women who always become the shrieking harpies. Where was I? Oh yeah. So woke Netflix is sinking like a rock. Their stock is down. They're losing subscribers. Things are not so good. And so, to cut costs, Netflix let some people go. About 150 of them, and by the sound of this article, Netflix fired the right people, a bunch of self-regarding pains in the asses who never should have been hired in the first place. Instead of an entertainment outlet, these fascist babies want Netflix to be a multi-billion dollar struggle session where reparations are paid in the form of terrible movies and even worse television shows. Ricky Gervais' transphobic Netflix special might be stirring up controversy, but its release should surprise absolutely no one. After several controversies surrounding anti-trans programming, especially Dave Chappelle's latest comedy special, The Closer, Netflix appears to have decided that bigotry masquerading as free speech can be a virtue, as long as audiences keep tuning in. And what better troll can one imagine than dropping an anti-trans special just ahead of Pride Month? There's this intentional doubling down, like, we do controversial things. You deal or you don't deal, a former employee told the Daily Beast. I think Chappelle was the tipping point of them finally taking a stand instead of trying to kind of waver in the middle. First off, Ricky Gervais' transphobic special is awesome. Absolutely fearless, hilarious, and delivered with joy. Everyone should watch it. Nothing's better for the human spirit than to laugh at yourself. Christians are a big target, laugh at the powerful, the alphabet people, and laugh at our differences. Comedy brings us together, which is the last thing the left wants. According to these crybaby former employees, Netflix targeted people of color and the LGBTQ folks with its layoff and did so without a reinvestment in the community that's been harmed. Who talks like that? Instead, said one employee, it's always, we see you. We hear you. And also we're gonna continue to platform Chappelle. They're also mad at Netflix for suspending 3 trans loons who walked off their Netflix jobs to protest, Netflix. Gee, where do I get a job that allows you to walk off a job to protest that job? Not in the real world, you entitled bozos. The bottom line is that Netflix, which nearly committed suicide, and might still, by going insufferably woke, by catering to these bizarre, left-wing subcultures, by ignoring human nature and normal people to produce gay trans and viral white people but especially men suck propaganda, is still being attacked for not being woke enough. Well, duh. Woke is a cancer, and when you allow these left-wing Nazis and degenerates into your place of business, they are the carriers of that cancer. And when you cater to these freaks, the cancer spreads, and then you die. And Netflix is dying because it spent untold billions, literally billions, to produce a pile of content that is unwatchable, preachy, ugly, off-putting shit. No one wants to spend 2 hours watching a guy wearing both a beard and a dress. No one. Maybe guys with beards and dresses want to watch, but how many of those are there? You want to make movies for transsexuals and gays, fine. Entertainment should be made for everyone. The mistake is mainstreaming this stuff. That's never gonna happen. Never. Don't believe me? Look at Netflix's stock price. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.